Often in a week, so when we learn parasha, so during the week we often prepare the upcoming week's parasha. Obviously, the chiyuv of shnayim mikvecha targum, but even to learn more ba'amkus, to understand the parasha, spend a little time on a particular rishon, whatever it might be. So we prepare by learning the upcoming week's parasha. But the emes is maybe during the week we also have to be focusing on the past week's parasha. Why? We said this before. Many point out Vayivarech Elokim es Yom HaShiva Kadosh Oso. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave bracha and kedusha to Shabbos. That all the kedusha and bracha, all the shefa of an upcoming week, of a week, comes from the Shabbos prior to it. That's why we celebrate an Ofruf, the Shabbos before a Chasana. That's why we have a Shalom Zachar before a Bris Milah. One of the reasons. So if we're in the middle of the week, all the koichos of this week, everything we're trying to tap into in our growth, in our ruchnias, in our learning, in our davening, comes from the Shabbos prior, right? So maybe just to talk about for a few minutes, you know, this is Monday Musar, it's entitled, to give a Musar Shmooze on a week that was following the Parashas Kedoshim and not talk about Kedoshim to you, I think it's pretty much impossible. It'll be wrong. We read this past Shabbos, Parashas Kedoshim, and starts out, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lemar, Daber B'nei Yisrael, V'yamarte Aleihem, Kedoshim to you, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Hashem says to Moshe, Daber Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael, speak to all of B'nei Yisrael, and you have to say to them, Kedoshim to you. Say to them, you should be holy. Very vague terminology. I'm sure you all know what I'm about to say. I'm sure you're all holding in the Ramban. But if this is a Musar Shmooze, when you open up the beginning of the Mesil Shasharim by the Ramchal, which is the Sefer, I believe, which is the Yesod, should be Yesodas of all Sifrei Musar, any Musar Sefer that was written after the Mesil Shasharim is really, if you understand it well, just a pirish of the Mesil Shasharim. That's all it is. And the Ramchal there writes that I'm not here to tell you anything new. I'm not here to teach you anything new. But when it comes to Musar, we need constant chizik, constant reminders, constant learning of certain topics. And one of those topics is Kedoshim to you. Kedoshim to you. Whatever this means, we know it's Machlek, it's Mefarshim, we're going to focus today on the Ramban. But whatever it means, the first Rashi in the Parsha says, Melameh Shenemra Parsha Zu Bahakel Mimnei Sheroiv Guf Ve'atar Tzluim Ba. First Rashi says, as the Pasuk says, Dabar El Kol Adas Ben Yisrael, all Klal Yisrael is gathered together by Hakel. Why does this have to be said to all of Bnei Yisrael together? Shuroyiv guf v'torah tzluyim ba. That most guf v'torah, most essential parts of the Torah, are dependent upon it. Pashup shat in the Rashi, I think how most would understand, if you read through Parashat Kedoshim, you have such essential mitzvos, right? Avodah Zarah, Shabbos Kodesh, Kibbutz Aveim, Roiv guf v'torah. But it could be, being that it's the same pasuk, Dabrel called us Bnei Yisrael, v'martelam kadoshim to you. That when Rashi is teaching us from the Medrash, Roiv guvi atar tluim ba, and you needed hakel, you needed all of Bnei Yisrael, gant klal Yisrael, it's because mitzvah kadoshim to you is roiv guvi atar tluim ba. Within the mitzvah of kadoshim to you, so much of Torah is dependent upon this particular mitzvah. So much of our life is dependent on this particular mitzvah. How so? So how does the Ramban explain Kedoshim to you? The Ramban explains Kedoshim to you. You don't have the time to read through the Ramban. If you haven't read through the Ramban ever, you should make sure to read through the Ramban. It's one of the most famous Rambans, a la Torah, I believe. The Ramban talks about how in our physical life, in our world of eating, in our world of living, one can find loopholes in the Torah to some degree to be a nadal v'rishus ha-Torah. To overindulge in whatever physical pleasure you're into. And there's nowhere maybe specific in the Torah that tells us not to. Yeah, we have a mitzvah, Kedoshim Tiyu, and Kedoshim Tiyu says you should be holy to be Kadesh Atmuch of a Mutulach. Which means that even in all the areas that are not necessarily grounded in black and white halacha, make yourself pure, make yourselves holy, find God in that as well. Don't overindulge. We live in a society, in a world, the Ramban was speaking in his time. Imagine what the Ramban would say, Bizman Hazeh. Imagine our world that we live in, where the search and the seeking of physical pleasure and indulgence is at a sickening pace. We live in a world that's what the whole entire world is about. More and more pleasure, more instantaneous pleasure. People live their lives being a novel Bereshis HaTorah. Also, the novel not Bereshis HaTorah. Kadesh Atzcho B'Mutterloch. How one needs to refrain. And by the way, this is not, you hear this, and you think, okay, it's a chumrah, because it's a novel Bereshis HaTorah. This is a chumrah, this is a hiddur mitzvah. You open up Rabbeinu Yoina and Shari Tshuva, Shari Gimel, Perek Yud Zayin, you'll see, he tells you there, Kedoshim Tiyu, is a mitzvah deraisa. I'm reading you a pasuk. It's a mitzvah deraisa. It's a chiyav. Seemingly, perhaps it's a subjective chiyav to find within your world what this means to you, but to some degree it's a chiyav. You know why it's so important? Why is it so important? Why, Rabbi, why is it so important? I go to Minyan 3 times a day, and I learn I'm Koivei Itim L'Torah, and I make my brachas when I'm overindulging on food, and I make sure, I might watch a lot of TV, but it's all quote-unquote mutter shows, and so what if I watched 9 hours of NBA yesterday? I also went to every minyan and learned 2 hours. And they don't show the cheerleaders on TV. So what? The problem is, and we've said this here once before, that when one is so ingrained in physical pleasure and temptations of that world, it's so difficult, if not impossible, to taste spiritual pleasure. The Torah, which is supposed to be the greatest pleasure in the world. We're not allowed to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. What does that tell you? Because it's pleasurable, it's a simcha. Do we feel that? Do we feel that learning Torah is such a simcha that when it's a day of mourning I can't learn it because I'd be too besimcha? Do we feel that? Yeah, we learn. But do we feel the pleasure of it? The simcha of it, that I want more of it, I can't wait to be without it? I sat in a meeting recently with a parent discussing a certain inyan of a Talmud, and the parent was upset, and rightfully so, because the child, yeah, I know he goes to yeshiva and he learns, but I've never once seen him open a sefer at home. And what that means is it's not a love that I find such a joy, a pleasure in it. And because when I'm so ingrained in other pleasures, my taste buds are completely off. And I might know it's MS, and I might still learn and daven, but I'm not finding the pleasure in Torah mitzvahs. Because I'm using my guf to be involved in worldly pleasures, whatever those might be. It's like what we once gave a mashal, I remember here once before. It's like when you brush your teeth before you taste a little orange juice. And the orange juice is objectively tasty and delicious, but my taste buds are off. And when I'm overindulging, and I'm a novel Bereshis HaTorah, and I'm involved in that world, and that's my focus. I'm running after luxuries of life. So how could I taste the ruchnius of Torah mitzvos? You ever visit the house of a gadol? You ever visit a tzaddik? I'm sure all of us have, right? Now, Yisrael, you've been to Rav Chaim Kanievsky's house, you've been to Rav Aaron Leib Shteinman's house, Rav Yashiv Zatzal, Rav Nassim Finkel Zatzal, Rav Scheinberg Zatzal. You ever, besides for the schus, to meet the tzaddik, to talk to the tzaddik, to gain insight, maybe ask for eitzah, for a bracha from the tzaddik. You ever look around the house of the tzaddik? Of our great leaders, who the whole world is looking up to, you ever look around their house? And what do you see? Did you look around and you find luxuries and physical pleasures and tremendous houses? Find little apartments with the basic necessities, and they're the most simchadik people in the world. And you know where the simcha is coming from? It's from Torah mitzvahs, because they could taste it, because their taste buds are not off, because they're not overindulging. And of course, not that they don't enjoy this world to some degree, but they're not overindulging. They're kadosh apach of a mutterlach. You know, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that's how. Yaakov Kamenetsky Datzal, when he came to America, they offered him ice cream. Someone offered him ice cream. Apparently they didn't have ice cream in Europe, or they didn't have kosher ice cream in Europe. And he wouldn't take it, he didn't want to taste it. And people told him, it's kosher, it's delicious, Rabbi, it's delicious. He says, I'm sure it is delicious, but I don't want to build a new taiva for myself, a new desire for myself, even a mutter taiva. Right now, if I've never tasted it, I don't know what I'm missing. I don't have a taiva for it. Kadosh Matzuch Mutterlach. To be less infatuated with physical pleasure, less infatuated with that whole world, so that I could really, that's why Roiv Gufei Torah Tluyim Ba. Roiv Gufei Torah Tluyim Ba. On one hand, first of all, by the way, it could be for some of us, most of our day is involved in that. Meaning if you break apart the day, so we have so-and-so amount of time that we dive in and learn and our mitzvahs per se, but we have hours upon hours that fall into that gray area. And if we're not kadosh apach mutterlach, it's left to the wayside. But additionally, it's roiv gufei torah tluyim ba, because if we're not kadosh apach mutterlach, if we're not making sure to mekadosh us and make sure our taste buds are correct, am I going to appreciate and enjoy the mitzvahs that are in front of me? They're giving the pleasure. Kadosh mitzvah, kadoshim tiyu, is the foundation that gives the pleasure, the simcha, the tanug, to roiv gufei atayr. That's where it's at. That's how it happens. And that's how we'll, meaning through Kadoshim Tiyu, that's how we'll connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu and all the mitzvahs. I mean, that's what the Ramban means at the end, by the way. The Ramban at the end, in when he talks about Kadoshim Tiyu, he says as follows. He says, oh, V'tam HaKosuv Shomer. The end of the pasuk says, "Ki kadosh ani Hashem lekechem." If kadoshim to you, "Ki kadosh ani Hashem lekechem." Lomer, "Shenachnu nizkel ledovka b'abiyusenu kadoshim." That if we make ourselves holy through kadosh asmachem b'matulach, if we make ourselves holy through not being too involved with these pleasures of the world, then nizkel ledovka b'abiyusenu kadoshim. Then we'll connect to Hashem. We'll enable ourselves to be one with Hashem in the mitzvahs that He's given us to be one with Him. Do we feel one with Hashem when we're learning Torah? Do we feel one with Hashem when we're davening? Do we feel one with Hashem when we're performing Kivat HaEvaim? Wherever the mitzvah might be, maybe it's because we're doing it with the wrong tam, because we're not involved in Kedoshim Tiyu. But let's get back to this first Rashi to give a little Eitzah B'davar. Mor V'Shemesh points out this connection to Hakel, to Daber Kol Adas Ben Yisrael. The Mor V'Shemesh points out that there's seemingly a foundation that it needs to be Ba'achdus to connect to Kedoshim Tiyu. Not just it was done, again, we said already, meaning it had to be done Ba'achdus because Roiv Gufei Torah Tluyim Ba. But it's more than that. Maybe the Yisoid to be able to be Mekayim Kedoshim Tiyu is Ba'achdus, Mor V'Shemesh says. Meaning what? In order to reach that level, because it's sometimes very difficult, not to lose myself to physical pleasure. So the teretz, the eitz is hakel. Meaning what? First of all, to have strong chevra, to make sure you're involved with friends and associated with others who are living this lifestyle want this. When the people you surround yourself with after you leave the Beis Medrash, or after you leave your chavrus, or whatever it might be, are people that are so involved in that physical world and are overindulging and involved in filling themselves with that type of pleasure, that's mashpia on you. It's very hard not to fall prey to them. So how davar kol as Yisrael, meaning in order, there has to be a certain connection to an achdus of chevra that's involved in kedoshim to you, in order that you can be kedoshim to you, that you could be mekayim kedoshim to you. That's a yisoid. That's a prerequisite. But additionally as well, you know, you've heard this when it comes to the internet and other areas, but the emes is true. It's true for all in yoni taiva and all in yoni gashmi, that you have to try your best never to be b'yichud with whatever that taiva is. Meaning, if you're together with other people, there's a certain shmira when it comes to the inyanim of kedoshim to you. There's a certain shmira, there's a certain protection to not allow yourself to fall into that world, that society. Obviously, if those people are the proper people. It's when I'm by myself that I lose myself to my guf, I lose myself to my body, which overtakes and wants that physical pleasure. We have to recognize and realize, even if it's not, we don't see it sometimes inherent in that act, if it's a Bershus HaTorah, say, alright, so I'm a novel Bershus HaTorah. We have to realize that Yisoyit Shibisoyitas of Ladav Kavoy. That's why I'm not feeling that. That's why, because I'm so involved in that. In that world of luxury and physical pleasure. And I was thinking about this idea, whoever knows, that often I think in the world of Gematria. I don't know how many of you were by Rav Mansur this past Thursday night. Maybe after being by Rav Mansur, you're a little bit more inclined to understand the beauty of Gematria and the Amkus HaTorah in that way. But the Gematria for Kedoshim Tiyu is Gematria 881, which is the Gematria of Kol HaYisoid Liyiyah B'nei Torah with the Kailal, plus one. Kedoshim Tiyu is exactly Gematria Kol HaYisoid Liyiyah B'nei Torah. The entire foundation to be a Ben Torah, to be B'nei Torah, comes from Kedoshim Tiyu. The Yisoid is Kedoshim Tiyu. Vada, then you have to learn, then you have to daven, then you have to be involved. But B'li Kedoshim Tiyu, so my taste buds are off, and I'm not going to be that, I'm not going to ladav kaboy to the Torah mitzvahs. So B'ez Hashem is Baruch Hu Shvizoicha, in this week, where again, the week follows the Shabbos, the week of Kedoshim Tiyu, we're still Bizman Sfir Sa'omer, it's a week of Pesach Sheni, a week that's leading into Lag BaOmer, a big week of growth, a big week of yearning, of passion, as Pesach Sheni was, Lama Nigara, Yidden who wanted so deeply to do mitzvahs. Where's that wanting, the yearning comes from? The yearning comes from tasting the beauty, the kedusha of it. And if we're involved with other pleasures, how are we going to taste that beauty? So, Bez Hashem is Baruch Hu Shvizoicha, to have the passion, to have the desire, to be Kayim Kedoshim to you, and this Chutz will Kayim Kedoshim to you, you'll be Zoicha, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Lokechem, as Raman says, you'll Nizke, this is the words of Raman, you'll Nizke Ladavka Bava Yoseinu Kedoshim, be Zoicha, to feel the Kedusha always.